Okay. Number six po tayo sa page 4. Mabilis din tayo, no? It is composed of new covenant people. Number five, page 4. It is composed of new covenant people, the new covenant in my blood, you know. Jeremiah chapter 31. I'll put a new spirit, my spirit into you. Oh, so, kayo na po bahala dyan sa, ano, sa mga verses na yan, para we will just go into the explanation. Now, when we speak of covenant, we again have to go back to the Old Testament. God is a God of covenant. In fact, if we understand covenant, then we will understand why God is taking it out with us. Kasi we ask the question, bakit itong mga Hudyo, itong mga Israelites na ito, no? Nung ako'y batang-bata pa sa Panginoon, pumupunta ako sa mga youth camps. Meron kami isang speaker doon. Kasi ang topic, yung wilderness experience, etc. No? Oh. So, sabi niya, kung ako ang Diyos, pala na, patay na mga ito. Oh, kasi nga, unfaithful, disobedient, stubborn, stiff-neck. Oh, stiff-neck is a King James Version word. Patay na lahat sila. Sabi naman ng isa, praise the Lord, hindi po kayo. But why? No? We're based in Israel, and let the people, you know, they see and they hear, they read about the prosperity in Israel. Have any of you been to Israel? Brother Carlo has been there. Oh, Joshua has been there. Sino pong ano, nakapunta ba sa Israel? And you see, you know, di ba, Pastor Dennis, very progressive, very prosperous. Oh, so, sabi nila ang mga tao, eh, bakit hindi wala naman sila kay Jesus? Oh, ang joke ko sa mga messianic friends ko doon na Hudyo, you know, your country makes money on Jesus. Oh, yung totoo, no? Si one of the top three revenues nila, is tourism. Oh, tourism. Kaya kapag may gera doon, lugi sila eh. Bakit hindi pa sila pinapabayaan ng Panginoon? Well, it's because of the covenant. The covenant that God cut, that is a theological term, a biblical term, cut with Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, 15, and 17, when he cut that covenant. And so it is with us today. The Lord is with us. The Lord has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, that is a very good verse on eternal security. Dapat last week itatanong ko sana pero nakalimutan ko eh. Assignment nyo sana eh. No? Can we lose the Holy Spirit? Oh, kaso mahabang discussion yan. Oh, marami na namatay dyan eh. In other words, pag tinanggap mong siyang Panginoon, tinanggap mong Holy Spirit, ano? Eh, sabi na iba, eh, pag magtampong Holy Spirit, aalis. Oh? So, paano ka maboborn again ulit? O, di, babalikin mo Holy Spirit, no? Medyo mahirap naman. But, mga kapatid, this is something that is very, very important for us. And, when I began to take hold of this, wow, parang liberating eh. No? It is a very liberating truth that because of the covenant that the Lord Jesus Christ has inaugurated for you and for me. It's called the New Covenant. We are here today. And we are enjoying the blessings of that covenant in Christ Jesus. Now, ano ba yung covenant? How many of you have been into a covenantal accountability group? No, ang bigat nun. Covenantal na accountability pa. So, nauso yan noong mga 1980s, yung mga covenantal, ano yan, covenantal accountability. Pero hindi nag-prosper. You know why? Kasi, iba't ibang level ng ano eh. There were levels that were varying in degrees of maturity. Halimbawa, the classic story, meron tatlo magkakasama sa men's group. Oh, Brad, sige, mag-covenant tayo. Oh, sabi ni Pastor, oh, sige. Oh. Eh, part of the covenant, you have to, you know, be transparent, open up, etc. So, one session, nag-open up sila, Brad, ano bang ano? You have heard of this. Yeah? Oh, alam mo, Brad, pag-pray niyo ako, kasi ano ko eh, hindi alam na marami, pero sinasaktan ko wife ko, wife beater ako eh. Oh, talagang ano ko eh, physically, binabatter ko ang wife ko. Oh, sige. Isa naman, no? Alam nyo, ano pa eh, meron hindi, ano, yung aking, kung bata pa, ano eh, yung parang kleptomaniac ako na, ano, paglakita ko, o ano to, oh. So, tapos yung isa, tahimik lang. Ikaw, Brad, nakakahiya eh. Oh. Hindi, kasi lang, para makapag-pray tayo, covenant na tayo eh. Eh, kasi, alam mo, may weakness ko, ano ito eh, machismis ako eh. Yung naririnig ko, ano na, oh, umakala. kaya hindi nag-prosper yung mga covenant na yan, pati yung mga discipleship, fathering na yan, no? Hindi nag-prosper yung mga ganyan, no? Oo. That was in the 1980s, 1990s, mga ganyan, no? Oo. But praise the Lord, God is a very patient God. Ang covenant has several elements. To summarize it, ganito na lang. I can give you the five elements here. Number one is it has a preamble. In other words, the one who is making the covenant, he introduces himself. Technically, it is called transcendence. You know? He's overall, like God is overall, he's transcendent. Tapos, pangalawa, ay meron tinatawag na authority. Oh. Authority or hierarchy. Ibig sabihin, sino yung mga kwan? Sino yung mga anong kalilang mga authority na meron sila? Number three, merong ethics, which is, of course, including yung oath at saka yung sanctions, and then there has to be a continuity. Ganito ang ginagawa nila. Usually, and I'm sure you'll know this, pagka merong dalawa na the two parties, then they will cut an animal, halimbawa isang tupa, isang baka, whatever, no? They cut it into half, and then they walk through. Nandito yung kabila, nandiyan yung kabila, they walk through it, and then, yun na dyan yung nahati na baka, halimbawa, o tupa, then they speak the oath. Normally, the oath would include something like this. Kung ikaw ay mag-violate nito, magiging kagaya ka nito. Oo. Oh, yan, yung tugo-tugo na yan. Mas pa siguro. Oh. But, one of the normal phraseologies is this. Whatever you have is mine. Kasi sa naman, whatever I have is yours. No. Whatever is yours is mine. Whatever is mine is yours. So yun. Common yan sa oath nila. Of course, sa Pilipino, hindi pwede yan. No? Whatever is yours is mine. Whatever is mine is mine. No? Sa Pilipino yan. No? Pero doon talaga, yung Middle Eastern ito, whatever I have is yours. Whatever is yours is mine. Ire-repeat din ito. In the covenant of God with Abraham, it was a unilateral thing. You remember chapter 15, natutulog siya. And then, dumaan ang Panginoon sa pinaghati ng mga animales. But normally it's the oath, something that is mind-boggling. Here is God, who is the owner of the whole universe. He created the whole universe. Tapos, makikipag-covenant siya sa isang creation niya. Pagkalimbawa natin, it was a bilateral thing. So sasabihin ng Panginoon Abraham, everything that is mine is yours. Everything that is yours is mine. Sasabihin ni Abraham, Lord, lahat naman ng sa akin ang galing sa iyo. So, walang mawawala sa akin. Di ba? Everything that is mine is yours. Everything that is yours is mine. It was a lopsided thing, but that was the picture of it. That is the reality. Eh, halimbawa, dito, no, makipag-covenant ka kay Henry C. Sabihin siya, Jovi, everything that is mine is yours. So siguro sabihin ko, Sir Henry, huwag na lahat. Malob Asia na lang. Tsaka arena. You know, you see the lopsidedness of it all. You know? But that was the picture that we see fulfilled in the Old Testament. Everything that was God's, handa niyang ipagkaloob. He blessed Abraham beyond his wildest dreams, so to speak. But the time came when siya naman ang sumingil. Oh, Abraham, I want Isaac. Panginoon, ibigay ko na lahat sa iyo. Huwag naman si Isaac. No? Nag-iisa. Siya ang aking inheritor. Etc. Etc. No? But that is the covenant. He cannot say no to a covenant. He's bound to the words that he spoke. So he gave. He gave. Of course, we all know the story na, you know, gaganon na siya. Kaya nga, yung kinakanta natin, Jehovah Jireh, no? doon galing yun. No? Doon yung rams, doon sa ticket, and all of that. So, the testing. However, fast forward, thousands of years from Mount Moriah to Mount Golgotha. When the Son of God was offered, everything, the best that is of me, I will give. And he gave. Amen. What is the difference? The difference is, in Mount Moriah, there was a voice. Stop. Don't do it. Don't do it. Abraham, spare the child. Mount Golgotha, there was no voice. There was no voice. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? There was no voice. There was no voice because he has a whole world to redeem. There was no voice because Jesus has to die. Amen. There was no voice because there has to be a redemption through his death. And so today, you and me, because of that blood of the covenant that was poured out at the cross 2,000 years ago, we enjoy the blessings of the covenant. Israel today enjoys the blessing of the covenant that their forefather Abraham cut with God, the owner of the whole universe. Today, because of that covenant that the Lord Jesus Christ cut with you and with me, when we receive him as our Lord and Savior, we enjoy
is blessings. Amen? We are co-inheritors, Paul says. Romans chapter 8, 16, 17. Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. We are his sons and we are inheritors. We are co-heirs. Co-heir. Iba yan sa co-signee. Co-signee, utang yun. Oh. Co-heirs is blessing. Amen? We are co-heirs with Jesus because of that covenant. When we go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, verse 3, we are the heirs. Oh, Jesus is the heir of all things. Hallelujah. All things. And so if we are in Jesus, then we are heirs of all things. Because we are his covenant people. Amen. We are his covenant people. Kaya nga po yung picture or the imagery of the elder son in the prodigal story. Prodigal son story. It's very, very instructive. Kasi nainggit yung elder son. Sabi niya, Papa, all my years I have served you. I've been faithful to you. Ni isang maliit na kambing, wala ka man lang ibinigay para makapagkaldereta kami. Makapag pulutan kami, makapagkilawin kami ng mga barkada ko, wala man lang. Pero dumating yung anak mo, anong ginawa niyo? Nagpalitsyong kayo. Nagpaganito kayo. Nagpapiesta kayo. Oh. Pero ako, chatara. Oh, you remember what the father said? Sabi niya, anak, anak, kumita na yan. Anak, you don't understand. I am your father. You are my son. And because you are my son, lalagyan ko na ito ng, because you are my son, because of the covenant, everything that I have, lahat na nakikita mo sa sambahyang ito, di ba yun ang sinabi na? Everything that I have is yours. It is yours. It is yours. Everything that is in this household is yours. So anong pinag hihimutok? Pinong ipinaghihimutok? Amen? Then natapos na tayo kanina sa emosyon eh. Kaya medyo ibang emosyon na ito. So mga kapatid, we are a covenant people. The church is a covenant church because we are a covenant people. Because 2,000 years ago, Jesus inaugurated the better covenant because of his blood. Okay. Huwag na tayong pumunta sa number 6, no? Kasi prophetic voice. Alam niyo natin, prophetic voice, ibig sabihin ng prophetic voice, we speak the mind and the heart of God sa nasyon. Oo. Huwag tayong, kaya kayo yung church, kuminsan, nagiging parang isang lobby group lang. But we are not a lobby group, we are not a power broker, we are the church. At iba po yung church kaysa yung mga lobby group or power broker. That is the prophetic voice. Prophetic voice means, kagaya po ni Isaiah nung araw, kagaya po ni Nathan nung araw, they speak the heart and the mind of God to the kings. That should be done. And we pray na meron pong mga tunay na prophetic voice who will speak to the incoming president, si Duterte. Oh. Kasi right now, nag-i-speak yung son of God, no? Small S. Kasi ano sila? Oh, doon nga sa testimony ni Kibuloy sa Luneta, they have been together since 1980 yata, no? Oh. So, you know, the influence, tapos nagbibigay pa ng dami-dami pinamigay sa kanya. Iamin mismo niya, no? So, let's pray that there will be a real prophetic voice that he will hear. And he will listen. Amen? Praise God. Okay, the major ministries of the church, alam po natin lahat ito. Review natin, ministry unto the Lord, a preach, minister to one another. This is found in Acts chapter 2, 42 to 47. Ministry to one another, equipping believers, fellowship of Koinonia, ministry to the world, outreach, worship and praise is the first ministry outreach, the chief end of man, Westminster Catechism, is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And I believe that you glorify God and enjoy Him forever, we can do that in worship. Kaya nga yung worship, di ba? No, we enjoy worship. We enjoy worship. And as we enjoy God, God is there. And we don't need to cry out to Him every time. We enjoy the Lord. Number seven, Roman numeral number seven, the ordinances of the sacraments of the church. Ito po yung mga commanded. Commanded, when I say commanded, it has to be done. It has to be done. And number one, water baptism, we'll know that. I think we took that up last week. It's found in the Great Commission, the formula. The method is immersion because of the word baptizo. And the formula is in the Great Commission. The name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You go through all those references there. Lord's Supper, also called the Holy Communion or the Lord's Table. Ito yung binibira ng isang kulto dati. No? Sabi ng mga Kristiyano na yan, mga Evangelico na yan, sinasabi nila Lord's Supper or ano ba sa Tagalog yung Lord's Supper? Kainan. No? Huling hapunan. Oh. Pero no, kumakain naman sila ng supper sa umaga. Oo, kasi pag may service dati, umaga eh, di ba? Yung mga communion. O, hindi naman supper. Di ba? Si ano yan? Si Eli Soriano yun. Si Eli Soriano, marami siyang ano eh, mga pag-imik eh. No? Pa-ek-ek, sabi nga. Pa-ek-ek. Now, the importance of the Lord's Supper, act of obedience, memorial to Jesus' sacrifice, proclamation of faith and of power, so special expression of the believers. Number five, I'd like to go through this, no? About page six. Importance of the Lord's Supper. It is a special expression of the believer's union with the Lord, in which the participant receives by faith the strength and blessing of communion or fellowship with the Savior. It is something that is very, very real, mga kapatid. Kaya ang communion sa mga ibang churches, especially what we call the sacramental churches, yung mga Methodista, yung mga Presbyterian, yung mga iba nga pagka-communion, that is the only thing that they have. Because they look forward to this, number five. Tayo kung minsan, dahil nga, you know, multiple service tayo, so hindi masyadong na-emphasize yun. Para bang we go through it by ano na lang. Because, you know, it's there, it's part of the program. Pero for others, I've been to some of those churches kasi. Oh. At talagang, ano, talagang they put emphasis to it. They really focus on it. Oh. They really focus on it. And they explain all of this. At least once a month lang naman yan eh. Mga iba nga, nung ako'y nasa Bible school pa, meron kami mga experiences na ganyan. Mga iba, lalo na sa mga probinsya, pagka-communion, talagang they don't have this, yung ano, tawag doon? Yung hostya? Oh, wala sila. They have real food. Oh, they have real food. Yun ang communion talaga, koinonia talaga, fellowship talaga. Oh, holy communion, talagang supper. Oh, talagang supper. Yung sa evangelicals, like tayo, alam mo, you suffer lang. Yung mga iba talagang supper, talagang kainan. Oh, kasi yun ang context eh. You check 1 Corinthians. That was the context. Tapos nagbabaon sila, no? Tapos yung mga mayayaman dito, mga morkon, mga lechon, mga ano. Tapos dito naman, mga tuyo, mga ano, saging, wala pang kanin. So, you know,
Ay, kaya nga sabi ni Paul, ano ba naman kayo? No? Hindi ba kayo pwedeng kumain sa bahay ninyo? They're supposed to be, et cetera, et cetera. Kaya, yun, I have gone through that. Oh, mga evangelicals, and then kami ng mga Pentecostal, oh, of course, kasi galing tayo sa Katoliko, kaya pupunta na kasarap. No? Oh, pero wala naman ganun. Oh, sa pari lang yun eh. Kaya sabi ng aming, madaya tong pari. Ang home church po namin noong araw, Calvary First Square Church sa Aurora Boulevard. Ano, Magsaysay Boulevard ba yan? Santa Mesa. Oh. Nung ako po nasa Bible school na, ay ginawa akong council, church council. Oh. And then one time, sabi po ni Brother August, I remember him very well kasi nag-discussion. Bakit pastor? Sabi niya, hindi tayo yung tunay na, no, na alak. Tunay na, no? Na wine. Oh, hindi lamang yung fruit juice. Yung tunay na ano. Oh. Kasi kung titinan mo talaga yung communion, tunay. Oh. And so, ginawa namin. Oh, tunay. Oh. Tapos, the following communion, ba, dumami. Dumami yung mga kalalaki yan. Kaya... ibang klaseng unity pala yun. Okay. Number 8. Matatapos yata tayo dito. Praise the Lord. Pictures, metaphors of the church. The Apostle Paul has used several images. Number 1. It speaks of the church as a body. It speaks of the powerful truth that the church comprises people with God-given gifts and skills to be used in advancing His agenda. Jesus is the head of the body. Now, we, all of us understand this because it is from reality, you know, physical reality. We have the head. What is in the head? Brains. Supposed to be. No? Supposed to be another brain. Kasi mga iba nasa tiyan siguro. But the head has the brain, and brain gives direction. Brain has it all, kumbaga, in terms of the overall well-being of the body, in terms of direction. In other words, in the church, if he is the head, then he has the program. Then he has the strategy, and all that the body needs to do is flow with what the brain is saying. What the brain is wanting the body to do. When it says, bigyan mo yan, magbigay ka. So, magkukuman yan, kaya nga't yung kamay ay kukuha ng kape. No. Bibigay sa speaker. Or, kukuha ng ganito, bibigay doon sa nangailangan. So, yan, it's the brain, it's the body. Is the head pala, is the head. And we are the body. Now the body speaks of the parts that he assigned, sovereignly assigned by his grace to each one of us. And whatever he has assigned for us to do, that is our place. That is our place. Kaya walang room for inggitan, holy man o unholy. There's no such thing as holy envy. Pero all of us will have our own rewards according to the Apostle Paul. According to the works that we have done. Amen. And whatever he has given us as part of the body, that is uniquely our role. And we are in the best place. Kagaya din ng ating parts of the body, you know. The Lord in His wisdom and in His infinite wisdom, no? Alam niya kung saan tayo. Alam niya kung saan ilalagay yung ilong. Mga iba nga, kung, ano lang, iwan ko kung nagkamali si Lord dyan, no? Kasi wala eh. Have you imagined a body
na ang ilong nasa taas. O ang mouth ay nandito sa tagiliran. No? O yung mata nasa bandang likod. O apat ang mata. No, but all the parts of our body are placed in the best place that God has assigned for them to be. Amen. Kaya nga't pagka yung mata wala doon sa pwesto niya talaga, monster yun eh. Di ba? It's a monster. Kaya nga't lahat tayo, sabi ni Paul, we have our place. Amen? And it's not only that, but we work in harmony with all parts of the body. Dahil, hindi mo pwedeng mahiwalay yung head sa body. Hindi pwedeng mahiwalay yung kanang kamay sa body. Wala namang tayong nakita pa na naglalakad mag-isa na isang paa dito sa may high street. O sa EDSA. Uy, paa, saan ka? Doon ako kay Pastor June eh. Bakit ka? Anong ginagawa? Ba't ka nag-iisa? Hindi, napagod na ako doon eh. Kasi trouble ng trouble yun. Kaya ano, pagod na ako. So, you know, that speaks of the body that we have. Amen? Now, that is only our personal body. When the Lord says body, it is not just you, it is not just me, it is the whole body. It is the corporate body. It is the community body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why ganun na lamang yung emphasis ni Paul about the unity. But this unity is not just unity physically. We can never be united organizationally. We can never be united physically. But that unity is unity in faith. But that unity is unity in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why we praise the Lord. Tayo, kasama tayo sa PCEC. So, that is an agrupation of churches. But marami pang wala sa PCEC. No? Iwan ko kung saan sila si. But marami rin tayong kakilala. Marami tayong mga ibang churches na kakilala na they are also our brothers and sisters. So, I remember many years ago, nagkaroon po ng mga controversies sa US about this and about that, this person, that person. And one church leader said, kasi ano na eh, very acrimonious na eh. Someone brother said, one pastor said from Oregon, sabi niya, before you speak, remember, he is still our brother. He is still our brother. Amen. Because as Paul said, if one suffers, we suffer. If one is honored, we are honored. Kasi body tayo eh. Amen? Body tayo. Kaya pag merong isa nagpapatayo ng building, huge building, tapos tayo, huge lang, dreams, pero wala pang building, we bless, we honor. Kasi mga iba, ano eh. Kaya kuminsan, kasi gawain ko rin ng araw kasi yan. Kaya nung bata-bata pa ako, ano yun, lumalabas yung insecurities eh. Ano? How many of you know that some of the most insecure people in the world are pastors? Alam ko yan, galing ako din. I was so insecure and sometimes your insecurity shows pagka mayroong lumalago, sinasabi, parang hindi mo matanggap eh, no? Bakit ako, Lord? Bakit ang kotse niya, ang ganda, no? Tapos, ang kotse ko, panaginip pa lang. So, you know, we are insecure. But it has to sink down deep
And sometimes it takes aging to do it. Yung ba? Kasi sabi nila sa amin sa Ilocano, pagka medyo lakay ka na, matanda ka na ng konti, you get to be mellow. Oh, mellow ka na. Hindi ka na yung ganun ko. Hindi ka na ganun doon. Oh, although ngayon, ganyan ka na.
Are you there?
Yes. So, we begin to be more tolerant. We begin to be more loving. Pag mayroong nag-criticize, yeah, God is in control. Pag mayroong ano dyan, di, yun ang calling nila eh. So, you know, pero mga bata, I know, I've been there. Kalo ko siya, ako pinakamayabang. Oh, akala ko, eh, nag-ano ko, galing ako sa ganito, masters ako, bakit ako ginagawang ganyan? Oh. So, yun mga, ano, yung mga, yan ang part of our journey. But God will remind us, hoy, you're part of the body. Oh, buti nga ginawa kitang ganyan eh. Mamaya, gawin kitang appendix eh. Whatever it is, eh, Panginoon pa rin, ano? Oh, bakit na tayo mga may kuko? Oh, anong trabaho ng kuko natin? Oh, alam niyo, pag wala tayong kuko, kawawa naman ang mga manicurista. Wala silang kita. Okay. Family, I'd like to speak on bride and then with you. Ilang minutes lang? 5 minutes na lang? Oh? Ah, question and answer na. Okay. Wala naman kayong questions, di ba? Okay. I'd like to just go through first number 3 at number 4 very, very quickly. Very important kasi ito. Bride. The bride speaks of the you and me and the groom. The groom is the Lord Jesus Christ. Punta lang tayo sa number 4 kasi medyo mahaba ang sasabihin ko dun sa bride eh. And we have to go back to Israel culture. Number 4, building, temple building. God is building a building. It's called Holy Temple. Composed of living stones. Built together where the Spirit can come and inhabit God's people. Again, this speaks of the inevitability of you and me being together. Pagka i-peel off mo itong semento na ito, makikita mo siguro mga ano man tawag doon, hollow blocks. Oh, yan, pag i-peel off mo yan, yung ano na yan, makikita mo hollow blocks. Yung mga hollow blocks ay ano yan, tabi-tabi yan. Walang bakante. Sapagkat kung may bakante, something would be wrong later on. Kasi may bakante. Kaya yan, puno yan. Puno yan. It speaks of the fact na tayo, we are being built together and we have no luxury of choosing kung sino yung makakatabi natin. Amen? Kaya we have to be loving, we have to be tolerant kasi baka yung katabi mo, eh siya din ang magiging kapitbahay mo sa langit. Kaya dito pa lang magbatian na kayo. Oh. But more than that, mga kapatid, more than that, it speaks of the fact that God, by the Spirit, not only dwells in us personally, but we have become the living stones. Actually, kung i-exegesis po niyo ito, it all goes back to that stone that Jacob anointed. Remember? On his way to, ano ba yun? Paran ba yun? Oo, Padan Aram. On his way. Nung siya'y, ano, kasi tatadda rin siya ni, ano eh, ni Esau. Oo. You remember? That's why he called it Bethel. It is the city of Luz, but he called it Bethel, because God is here. Kita niyo yung ladder, the ladder of Jacob. Oh, i-exegesis niyo to, just word study niyo, yung living stones na yan, it all goes back to that. The Lord has anointed us, and He has placed us in sovereign places, and we become a part of that living stone. Pag mayroong ma-born again, ilalagay niyo diyan. Pag may born again, ilalagay niyo diyan. Pag may born again, ilalagay niyo diyan. In the Old Testament, that temple is silver, it is gold. That temple is mortar, that temple is stone, that temple is rock, etc. But today, the temple of God is people. People anointed by the Spirit, indwelt by the Spirit of the Lord to become a dwelling place of the living God. And that is a beautiful eschatological picture of what we will be in the future. We will see that next week. Okay. Lunating time. We have questions. So, wala magkwe-question about kay Cain. Actually, yung mga narariyan naman na natitira, leaders and officers of the church. So, kung meron kayong questions later on, please, about this, about the leaders, meron pa naman tayong two sessions, ano? Pastor, pero not this, not coming week, but the week after. Any questions? We have 15 minutes. One question, I can answer that in 12 minutes. Nene, sige lang mga kapatid. Baka may question kayo. Sige po. Pagka hindi ko po alam ang sagot, nadyadyan po si Pastor June Divierte tsaka si Pastor Dr. Winston. Mga theologians. Wala naman. Okay. When we speak of the word evangelical, we are not speaking, we are speaking of two things. Number one, we're speaking of an evangelical as a name of a local church. How many of you have seen Cubao Evangelical Church? Doon sa may Oxford yata yun, no? Ang kaiskwela ko yun sa ATS, yung pastor doon. So, nag-preach ako doon minsan. And I had the joy of my life. Why? Kasi for the first time, ako'y naka-gown. Naka-gown. You remember? Oh, naka-rob. Rob yun pala. Hindi gown. Buti wala na kaiskwela ko dito. Mula sa entrance of the church, kaganoon kami ng Biblia, tapos, holy, holy. Holy, holy. Yeah, talaga, no? Oh, gusto kong matawa talaga ng gusto. No? Pero, I mean, that is ano, eh? That is their practice, eh? Traditionally, ano, eh? No? You remember? In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. So, you know, they're free to do that. Oh, as long as ibigay yung honorarium. Practical ang Diyos eh. Oh. Oh. Okay. Essential yun, essential. Okay. So, that is the first. But the real essence and meaning of what we mean by evangelical is what we embrace in terms of truth. And historically, we have at least five that we can be united about. Number one, Jesus Christ, the only way. The Bible is inspired word. Jesus Christ as the only Savior, the deity, the virgin birth of Jesus, the second coming. No? Yung mga basic. Oh, na makikita po natin sa ating statement of faith. Meron sa statement of faith po natin, yung unity, no? Oo. Kahit na hindi ka makapag-unite, the Lord will so bless you that ano, pupunta ka rin doon, no? Oo. Parang si, yung kwento ko sa inyo, si Solomon, nung last week. Oo, ganun din si Solomon. Na, you know, sabi ng gatekeeper sa heaven, o Solomon, kahit marami kang asawa, dapat sa'yo sa lake of fire, pero you have suffered more than hell because of the number of your wives. Kaya pasok ka na. Manugan pa. Okay. Now, in that particular aspect, victory, our church, every nation, our movement, is evangelical. Evangelical tayo. Although, it could be an evangelical na pwede nating sabihin yung full gospel. Yung full gospel, as I was saying to you last week, oh, sinabi ko ba ito? Oh, spirit empowered, spirit filled, you know. Ayaw lang sabihin na Pentecostal charismatic kasi nga ang haba nun eh, no? Ang hirap pang ma-spell. Oh, charismatic. Ano yung spelling charismatic? So, ginawa na lang full gospel. So, we are, it could be that we are full evangelical full gospel. Ang Assemblies of God ay full gospel yan. Pentecostal, classic Pentecostal yan. But, they are evangelicals also. Kagaya natin. Why? Because we believe in the foundational tenets of Christianity. Na kung dadagdagan mo pa yan, seminary, idadagdagan mo yung salitang orthodox. Oh, pero mahirap na yun, no? Orthodox. Kasi i-explain mo naman, yung orthodox and all of that. So, evangelical style because we believe in the basic tenets of Christianity. Historic Christianity. We believe in the Bible as the Word of God, inspired, inerrant, infallible. We believe in Jesus the only way. We believe in His virgin birth. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe that He is coming soon. Yun, yun. Kaya we are part of the Philippine Council of Evangelical Churches. The evangelical churches, they could have other names as a local church, but they are evangelicals. So tayo ay evangelicals. Tayo. Kasi hindi naman natin sinasabi full gospel tayo. Diba? Hindi naman natin sinasabi apostolic tayo. Bible-based. Ano ba yan? Bago. Bible-based, Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered. Oh. Tatlo pala tayo. We are evangelicals who are spirit-powered, Bible-based, Christ-centered. Yun lang. Oh. Huwag na sabihing wealthy and healthy, good-looking. Oh. So, yan tayo. Yung mga Pentecostals naman, yung mga Assemblies of God, Foursquare, Church of God, Holiness, oh. And their distinctive is the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the exercise of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Na yung mga Baptist, yung mga Methodista, they believe in the Holy Spirit as the indwelling Holy Spirit. Some believe in the Holy Spirit's baptism happened when they were born again. Ang paniwala nila is 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13, we're baptized into one body. That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit for them. Oh. Yung mga Katoliko naman, they believe in baptism in water, although sprinkling, no, kasi kulang ang tubig. Oh. And they believe also in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Pero ito ay pagka ginaganong ka ng obispo. Kaya nung araw, pagka kumpilo, kaya pong araw, pagka piyesta, dumarating yung obispo sa Alcala Pangasinan. O kaya doon nagpapakumpil kasi obispo lang pwede. O, ah, ganun kalya. Nasa yung Holy Spirit. Ang bilis, ano? O, Kasi wala yung speaking tongues. Oh, yung araw, it's a Bible college. Ganun, no? Oh, speak up. Oh, wala. Ay, contradictory yung sinasabi. Speak up dito. Hold on. Oh, maya, na-slain na lang siya. No? Nagpa-slain. Oh, para kasi mainit na eh. Ano ba? Wala na, tama na yun. Oh. Yeah, mahaba kasi ito. Question, mga kapatid. Next week. Ayan. Huwag yung mahirap. Ha?
You mentioned Bishop Jovi a while ago about the Mount Moriah and Mount Golgotha. Some pastors say that it's the same mountain, on the mountain of the Lord shall be provided. Is it same mountain or two different mountains?
Yung Jerusalem has several mountains. How many of you have been to Jerusalem? A lot of you have been to Jerusalem, di ba? Doon sa Jerusalem, merong Mount Zion. Ang sabi po ng kaibigan ko, ang pronunciation nun ay Zion. Iba pala yung Zion. Oh. But it is Mount Zion. Or Zion. Zion is a name for Jerusalem. Kaya ako mula noon, ang ginagamit ko, Zion. Ito. Psalm 125, verse 1 and 2. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people both now and forever. Meron pa nga Mount Olympus eh. Ah, Scopus, hindi Olympus. Olympus pala sa Greece pala yun. So merong Mount Zion, merong Mount Golgotha, merong pang Mount Moriah, where the temple is now, no? At kasama doon yung tinatawag na Temple Mount sa Muslim. Oh. Tapos Mount, ano yung nasa doon yung Katoliko? Yung malaki sa loob ng Old City. Yung may sepulcher. Ano mountain? Oh. Yung naroon yung sepulcher church. Oh. So marami, I think there are about 7. So medyo magkalayo yun. Mount Moriah is here. Mount Zion is somewhere here. Oh. So medyo malayo-layo. Kasi ang Jerusalem, bundok yan eh. Isang malaking bundok na maraming mga bundok. Kaya sabi nga na Isaiah, I think Isaiah chapter 4, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Oh, pagkaakit ka na ganyan yan, kaya nga sa Jerusalem, kahit summer, sa hapon, late hapon, sa gabi, malamig. Kasi bundok. Oh, if you go to, I don't know if there's some of you have been to, dinala kayo ng guide ninyo doon sa Old City, City of David. Noong una namin pagpunta, kasama na Pastor Steve, sina Pastor Luther, Pastor Joey, Pastor Manny, 1996. So, pinakita sa amin yung City of David. Malit lang, City of David. But, City of David, dito siya, dito yung palasyo, nandyan yung mga bahay. Kaya sinabi ng guide, kaya it could be na dito naglalakad si David, no? Rise and fall, sermon ninyo, naglalakad si David, tapos nakita niya, oh, si Shiv, no? Shiva. O, kasi ganyan yan eh. Oh. Pero ngayon, ano na yun? Yung bang hinuhukay pa? Pero ngayon, the digging there is very much aggressive ngayon. Kaya ang dami mga nakukuha ng mga bago. Any more questions? Thank you. Ayan, na ano ba yan? Oh, the best way to know is you go. Oo, para makita mo talaga. Independence Day ng Israel today. Oh. I was invited to go to the reception dyan sa my New World Hotel. Pero pagod na ako. But mga kapatid, if you have questions, please, gusto nyo, no? Facebook ko, kung hindi po kayo friend, Jovi Galarraga, sabihin lamang nyo na kayo, you know, kayo ay sa klase, sa Victory, at ibinoto nyo si Duterte, no? So, okay. Wala naman nagagalit na, tapos na election. Okay. Wala na. You can PM me at kung ano, may tutulong natin. So, the following week, not coming week, but the following week, we will have a very interesting 2 sessions on eschatology. Okay? God bless you. Salamat po.